An annual Black American Heritage ceremony in the largest city in western Massachusetts honored two men recently promoted to public safety command positions, both historic firsts. The 34th annual Springfield City Hall observance that kicks off Black History Month included speeches, music, and special presentations recognizing Rupert Daniel, the first Black deputy chief in the history of the Springfield Police Department, and Tyrone Denson, the first Black person to be promoted to district chief in the city's fire department. Both men said they hoped their accomplishments would be an inspiration for others to follow. Daniel said his promotion to deputy chief, which happened last October, shows the police department is committed to diversity at the highest ranks.
I think of all the guys that went before me, and it's very humbling because there's been some real talented minorities in this job before I even got on the job. You know, and to be the first one to make it to this level is very humbling.
Since he first joined the Springfield Police Department 36 years ago, Daniel said he's devoted his off-duty hours to youth recreation programs where he strives to be a role model.
Being a formerly a foster kid, I'm showing them that no matter how you're brought up, you can raise, you know, it's up to you. If you put the time into it, you can make any kind of position you want.
Denson joined the Springfield Fire Department 23 years ago because he said he wanted to help people.
They were looking actually for minorities. They were encouraging minorities to apply. And once the door opened for me to get into this department, I just knew my ambition would drive me to be the best firefighter I could be.
After 10 years as a firefighter, he started taking promotional exams and worked his way up the ranks. He became a district chief last month.
It's an honor and a privilege, and I want to give thanks to God for putting me in this position to be able to be an example for others in the city.
State Representative Bud Williams presented citations to Daniel and Denson in front of the large audience in City Hall.
It's kind of mixed emotion, saying the first in, 2020, but we're making progress. It's just difficult. In one day, he won't be district, he'll be commissioner and chief. So with that being said, I do have citations for all.
Also honored was Daniel Brightwell. He owns an insurance agency that's been in business for 50 years in the historically Black Mason Square neighborhood. This year's ceremony included performances by choruses from Educare, Springfield Head Start, and the Freedman Elementary School. The keynote speaker, Bishop Talbert Swan, president of the NAACP Springfield branch, spoke about the long, often violent struggle by Blacks for civil rights.
But we've got to ask ourselves, what am I doing in order to bring about a yes we can attitude? What am I doing to ensure that the young people in my neighborhood are empowered?
To conclude the ceremony, the Black American Heritage flag was raised over the Esplanade outside City Hall.
Let us march on till victory is won.
Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.